Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Today, we're going to talk a little bit, it's not so much Steelers, but NFL. The divisional playoff round was just this last weekend, and I don't know, I love divisional playoff round weekend. If you like football, and I do, you like to be in it, but a lot of good games to watch. Two each Saturday and Sunday. And let me ask you this, because I think you know what I'm going to say. What did the one thing that struck you about the weekend as you watched all four of those games?
The announcing was as good as the officiating.
Way to get it both in. Because I was just going to say the officiating still stinks.
Yeah.
You know, a little aside, you and I were talking about this.
Memo to Dan Dierdorf. Fantasy season ended a couple of weeks ago. And memo to John Lynch. I'm guessing this time every year all the teams come to play, not just the New Orleans Saints. Who, by the way, won't be going anywhere to play next weekend.
Carl Cheffers' crew and Jeff Triplett's crew both had grades high enough to be working in the playoffs.
You often say during the season, all you got to be is better than the team you're playing. You don't have to be good.
You're right. So much for the officiating.
Can I cheer you up?
Sure.
Can I make you feel better about the game of football, specifically as it's played in the National Football League in division?
You could certainly try.
Division round weekend or whatever you call this. Here's the rushing totals game by game.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco 126, Carolina 93. Seattle 174, New Orleans 108, New England 234, Indy 69, and Denver 133, San Diego 65. In all four games, the team that ran for more yards won the game. Winning teams also rushed for 10 touchdowns. Losing teams rushed for one.
Thank you.
For the quarterbacks.
Thank you for that.
The winning quarterbacks, the star quarterbacks, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning, or
the great Peyton Manning.
The great Peyton Manning and the even greater Tom Brady. Those guys combined to throw three touchdown passes in those four games.
Football the way it's meant to be played.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. It was fun. It was fun to watch. You know,
if Carolina would have run maybe a yard and a half better six or seven times, it might have advanced.
Yes. Yeah, and talking about that game in particular, I don't know, way too much post-whistle garbage going on. Anquan Boldin, really, grow up.
Who's supposed to control that stuff?
The guys in the striped shirts. Yeah, that's right.
I knew it was somebody.
Yeah.
I was thinking the coaches maybe. Hey, guys, calm down.
No, Harbaugh's a coach.
That's not sporting.
For that game.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be worse than some of his own players wearing cleats.
He got his letter again, by the way.
His letter what?
For his jacket, because he spent so much time on the field he qualified for his letter.
You're on fire today. I love it.
Oh, feeling good. I enjoyed the weekend as much as you did.
But anyway, back to the San Francisco-Carolina game. They're two NFC teams. Maybe this has escaped me. But I didn't know that there was such hatred between them. Maybe there wasn't. Maybe it was, just this past week when, Harbaugh called Michael Crabtree the greatest catcher of the football in the history of the sport.
Let's just cards on the table. Everybody hates Harbaugh, right?
I do.
But no, I heard one of the talking heads mention that also, that it was
that was Troy Aikman.
Was that who it was?
Yeah, and mentioning too that the franchise you're working for had a fairly decent catcher of the football in its not so recent past.
No, I meant the rivalry thing.
Oh.
That the 49ers Seahawks is it. And maybe it is. It's going to be physical.
Well, yeah. And when you have two teams playing for the conference championship out of the same division, they're playing. This will be the third game. This one sends somebody to the Super Bowl and sends someone home.
Maybe that's the West Coast version of Steelers-Ravens, or Steelers-Ravens is the East Coast version of that.
But the the Saturday games, the Saints seem to me, I don't know, they is it fair to call them overmatched?
Yeah, I would say so. And it, as we saw all year and have seen, that is that might be the most disparity between playing at home and playing on the road
that exists
in the league.
Yes.
They got to figure out a way to be a little bit more what they are at home, away from home.
Yes.
Because it's hard to get that home field throughout every year.
Right. Right. And, you know, the other NFC game we talked a little bit about, San Francisco, Carolina. You know, I don't know. To me, it was I thought Kaepernick showed a lot more poise than Cam Newton.
Yeah, I thought Kaepernick got better as the game went on and Cam got worse.
Yes.
But beyond that, I just think that Carolina team had no discipline, no focus. Its overall deportment was just wrong. You're not going to win that way.
Right.
When you're committing personal fouls, coming off the bus and trying to yap and all that. They have to be better in the way they handle themselves. Until the Panthers grow up a little bit, this is what's going to happen. You can win double digits in the regular season and still not be ready for the postseason, as they showed us.
The greater Tom Brady schooled the young pup Andrew Luck, did he not? Not so much maybe with what he did, but how you go about doing it. I don't know. It just seemed to me that that was a huge disparity in class of the two teams. The Colts, maybe they're still young and green. New England is, you know, the evil empire, whatever you want to call them. But I don't know, that butt kicking.
Yeah, I mean, two things struck me there. The Patriots don't have a great defense, but they're pretty resourceful and they're hard to score against. If that makes any sense.
Yes, right.
And the Colts have no defense, as usual. And Mr. Luck, you got to stop throwing the ball to the other guys. I don't think nearly enough is being made as we continue to rocket him to Canton as an eventual resting place. 7 picks in 2 playoff games.
Right.
That can't happen.
And he's not a rookie.
And Tom Brady threw none.
Right.
There you go.
And the other game, you know, the great Peyton Manning, you know, big start, fast start, take control of the game. Where have we seen this before? And then at the end, they're hanging on by their fingernails a little bit. You know, the Chargers.
You think they lose or it gets tied if San Diego gets the ball back?
I don't know. I mean, I would have liked to have seen it just for the theater of it. And, you know, maybe I'm thinking that because, as I said, you've seen this so many times. But I thought, you know, going into that game, I thought, well, Ken Whisenhunt knows how to beat a Peyton Manning team in the playoffs. You use your quarterback judiciously early. You got to get a lead, and you have to make Peyton Manning's team play honest, not with a big lead where their defense knows you have to throw and their offense can pretty much do whatever it wants. Didn't work out that way. But then I don't know. I think Denver's defense is going to give it problems.
It might.
And they lost another guy, that corner, defensive back, tore his ACL. So,
although some plays they didn't make on the other end of Peyton Manning passes that
right.
could have put that game out of hand really early. And I expect better from the people around Manning than I saw yesterday on that Bronco offense.
Well, as Gisele Bündchen will tell you, Wes Welker drops the ball in the big games.
Her husband can't catch it for a
no,
he
no.
can't throw it and catch it.
Right.
Who was the guy, Decker, yesterday, the one at the end of the half? Hit him right between the 8 and the
right.
7,
yeah.
and it ended up a pick, and then he didn't catch the onside kick.
Right. That bounced off him, too.
A couple plays you got to make, son. You know? And it's the divisional round.
Right, exactly. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Talk of Steelers Football. For Mike Persuda, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks
for listening.
Hope they'll
come to play this weekend.
We'll talk to you later this week when we preview conference championship weekend.